I cannot live without my shoes. That's because I dance, so I need my shoes to dance.
So how did you guys all get started? So what is you guys'
story? Damn, Liz, thanks for acknowledging my shoes. So how did you guys get started? Let's get this guy out of here.
Right to the point.
Let's see. Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first episode of the Last to Leave podcast. I'm here with Liz, Javier, and Faith, and myself, Jalen. Last week was Earth Day. What did we have going on?
So we did aerial yoga for the first time, which was intense. It was actually so hard, but so much fun. And we literally did it at a house that was a farm.
Wild.
Is insane. Yoga hard to do? Is it? Yes. Was it hard?
Yes. Challenging for sure.
Yoga is very
hard. What was the hardest part?
Bro,
every part.
You just gotta do it.
But you gotta do like different poses, right?
Mm-hmm. But like, aerial yoga is way different because you're like hanging from this like.
Put the clips in.
So drop the clip. You're hanging from like these handles, bro, and like this little like hammock type thing.
So you're like backwards.
I mean, you're all sorts of ways, bro.
Yeah.
Ways you didn't know your body could move.
I think you would have been really good at aerial yoga.
I mean, maybe.
You're really flexible.
I mean. I'm not flexible. I'm not
you are flexible. Yeah, no, I'm not that flexible. You literally can like touch the back of your head with your touch the back your of calf. Okay.
I can almost do a split. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do they make you do splits in yoga?
Yeah.
They made you do a split?
Mm-hmm.
They made us pretty much do a straddle.
Yeah. No, it was like a split, like straddle type thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could have done that. You would have thrived.
Yeah, 100%.
What you want?
I did go.
How'd you do?
I didn't do those activities. Oh, yeah. I swung on the hammock.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys did the backwards thing, right? Like going down.
Like the upside down.
Yeah, because I saw the picture right now.
Yeah. All sorts of weird stuff, bro.
Yo, yoga. Is it like supposed to be like spiritual too, where you close your eyes and everything just starts like, you know, like.
Yeah.
One of those things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because I tried it once and it was like, I closed my eyes and you're supposed to be like into this dimension in yourself.
Namaste. Namaste.
It's just really relaxing and peaceful and it makes your body just like loose.
You're one with your body.
Basically. I thought it was supposed to be like you explore yourself.
Was this just aerial yoga? It wasn't like a whole meditation.
Oh, it's meditation.
Like spiritual awakening.
No, my
thing.
Bad. No. Yeah. It was meditation. I confused meditation with yoga.
Like
that
off.
Was the problem. No, that was the problem. I confused meditation with yoga. Yo, that's
goodness.
I ain't gonna lie, that was bad. All
well, right. They go kind of hand in hand. So
yeah, they do.
So y'all trying to make me feel bad.
No, I'm saying because you're like going off like it was a spiritual awakening entire thing. I mean, obviously.
Well, yeah, because that's what I did when I meditated once.
Yeah.
You meditated?
He said once.
I meditated once. And it was weird. I don't know. I just kind of like, I was a little like shaking after that, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Never again, huh?
So it was fun then.
Yeah, it was fun.
You guys had fun. Okay, yeah. Cool.
So, all right. We got the Taylor girls coming this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. So excited.
Go back.
Steeler man.
Is that still trending on TikTok?
I don't know, bro.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that dance, right? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, when did it start trending? I forgot when it was.
It was recent. It was like a month ago.
It was recent, yeah.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah. Should be really fun. I think we're having like a little party / get together.
Yeah.
First last to leave party.
So exciting.
Raise the
we're
roof.
Have a good time. Gonna have a good time.
Yeah, that backyard is supposed to be parties. It's like everything about the backyard is like
facts.
You've never even been in the pool.
Just coming for Javier's neck, bro.
What a hater. Okay, first of all,
I was backing you up on the yoga meditation thing, but you've never even swam in the pool one time.
That's true, but there's a reason for it.
Why?
What is it?
I'm waiting for the right moment.
Sometimes you just gotta jump.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about more of that. Well, you just gotta jump in life, right?
Sometimes
you
in life,
take the risk.
You'll never be ready. You just have to jump. You have to just do it.
Life advice from Faith Montoya.
Yes. So Javier,
let's go.
Today's the day that Javier is gonna jump in the pool.
Okay. No, I'm not gonna take a risk today.
Why? What risk have you taken today? What risk have you taken this week, Javier?
Okay. So. What risk? So I was driving with Jalen the other day. I mean, yes, last night.
This
remember?
Was last night. Remember? Yeah.
Yo, we were driving back in the highway.
Where are we all driving back from?
Bodega.
The concert thing that we went to. And whatever, we were driving, right? And the map said, make a left. But there was like five lefts. So I decided, oh, we're getting there. And then there was one left to take, and or I take the left or I go straight. And I took the left because it was last minute, and I didn't know if it was right or wrong. I took it. We were very skeptical.
Yeah.
Skeptical about it being right or wrong. And then we just took it.
Right.
We just took it, Faith. We took it.
Was it right?
It was right. We took it, and it was right. And I told Jalen, this is what happens when you take risks in life.
That's actually exactly what he said.
We were driving, and I made the risk to take the left. And who knows? I could have been wrong, and it would have been 15 minutes more. I would have been in the car, depressed, and miserable.
We almost missed our exit twice. I'm not going to care. Javier was driving. He was all the way in the right lane, and we had to get all the way to the left lane. There was like three cars in between, and Javier somehow slowed down between every car.
That's some dangerous shit.
All the way to the left lane. We was not supposed to make it to that lane for sure.
So that was definitely a risk I took.
I hope to live life on the edge like you.
Come on now.
Speaking of the house and the pool in the backyard, what's y'all favorite thing about the house?
The lighting.
About the house?
Yeah. Like, what's your favorite feature about the house?
Like the floor-to-ceiling windows and stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like I love that.
Mm-hmm. I would say I love probably the backyard, like the pool. It's just such a vibe out
there. Yeah, you can do so many things in the backyard for sure.
100%.
Love the backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should be doing way more things.
We need an inflatable out there.
Inflatable. That'd be cool. We need humans. Everything.
We need humans.
We need people out there.
Facts.
You know?
Hit us up for the Addy.
Hit us up for the Addy. Last to leave. Yo.
All right, so what live events do we have coming up, or live events did we just experience? I know me personally, I was in Palm Springs at the Revolve Festival, and I seen probably one of the best live performances by an artist. Post Malone absolutely killed his performance. It was insane.
What was it about his performance that you love so much?
What was it about his?
Yeah, what was
his voice? So, like, I love Post Malone. I love his music. He can sing. Like, he can do everything. And just to, like, hear his voice live was such a shock, because a lot of people think that he uses auto-tune a lot. But then you hear him live, and his voice was so amazing. Like,
that's awesome.
It was just a really, really good performance. And he put so much emotion into his song. So, it was awesome.
You should have asked for a feature.
Hey.
No cap.
I saw Billie Eilish recently, and I'm such a fan of her music, and her performance was so cute. She's just such a cute person overall, and I did cry because obviously the last song that she performed was Happier Than Ever. It was insane to see that in person. So that was probably my favorite live event.
You should have asked for a feature.
I should have asked for a feature. Yeah, I should have.
Facts.
I was front row to see Ari Lennox, which is one of my favorite artists of all time. That was pretty insane, being front row. I feel like,
wait, what genre of music do they do?
She does R&B.
Oh.
Yeah, and I feel like we looked at each other in the eyes a few times.
Oh.
I know, it was so close.
So you were closest to the feature.
And I knew all the lyrics.
Hey.
And, like, you could just tell everyone around me was just, like, waiting, you know, and, like, not everyone knew all the lyrics, but she kept looking at me like, okay, this girl knows her stuff. So I felt pretty intimate.
Intimate.
That always feels kind of nice.
Yeah.
Like, when you feel like an artist, like, recognize you because, like, they see that you know their music so well.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, you're like, oh, they're looking at me. They know that I know the song.
Yeah. They don't, like, they'll never think of you again.
But yeah, in that literally. Moment,
they're, like, walking into the one person that's singing with them. And that was me. And I was to the top of my lungs, jumping up in the crowd of people that did not know the words.
Love that.
What's your favorite song?
My favorite song is I've Been. By her.
Okay, can you sing the hook?
I've been smoking purple hair until I think about you. I'm not gonna sing the whole song because I suck and I don't got her, you know, her vocal range, but
love that.
Now sing your favorite song, Javier.
Yeah, now it's your turn.
Favorite song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm not singing, I'm gonna rap it.
No, sing it.
I can't sing like Jalen.
I can't sing. Don't do that.
Jalen, you said you could sing.
He sings.
No, I did not say I could sing.
He sings.
No, I did not.
He dances in scrubs, but that's just hiding his true talent. He sings.
Aren't you taking singing lessons? Aren't you taking singing lessons?
Not yet, but I am.
Look at him.
And guitar. I'm taking guitar lessons.
Okay,
sure.
Well, sing a little snippet of something.
He's a country singer, I think.
Yeah, sing country, actually.
He's
I feel
country.
Like you can sing country.
Get a guitar. Can't. Get him a guitar. Jack, where's the guitars at?
Didn't we watch Daniel Caesar?
We did.
So sing a snippet of one of his songs.
Ooh. I got my pizza in Georgia. Oh no, that's Justin Bieber. My bad.
That is Daniel.
Wow.
Oh, that's no. That's Justin
like,
Bieber.
I'd have to like play part. So I can oh. match. I'm not through tone deaf, but like.
Famine, natural disasters. Come on.
No.
Come on.
She said, "Come on."
Come on.
No.
Can you vocalize like a sentence?
No.
That'd be crazy if you
Jalen James. I thought you want to be a singer.
I'm Jalen James.
And I will be once I get to that point, but I'm not comfortable enough yet.
Thank God I don't want to be a singer because they will use that snippet and they'll like rip me apart.
They'd be like, girl.
Right?
They'd be like, that's not it. That's why I'm not going to sing because they're not going to do that to me.
But you actually can sing. I can't, you know. I take pride in the fact that I can't sing.
Why are y'all hyping me up like I can sing? I've heard him.
You said you sing. You said Ashley said you're good.
Ashley said I'm good. That's my girlfriend. She loved me. She going to say anything to make me
feel
good. You're
not wrong.
Not the vibes.
Damn. Oh, my goodness.
So you don't want to sing? In the future. You want to sing in the future though?
Yeah.
Oh, so
yeah.
You're trying to like open up a little bit about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, bro.
Are you gonna put it into your content?
Most definitely.
You're gonna start doing singing videos?
Yeah, you know like those open verses where people do that?
Mm-hmm.
I've already like downloaded a few of those songs and I'm like adding my own verses. I have one, but I just need to practice it.
So how are you gonna incorporate it into your content? Okay, because you dance a lot
mm-hmm.
and you do the scrub dancing and all that stuff. I think you do a lot of like cooking too, right?
Cooking, vlogs.
You're like a very like everyday type of thing.
I just do it, yeah.
Yeah. So you're gonna like put it in there one day
mm-hmm. a little bit
and be
of
like,
everything.
Yo, this is my talent right here mm-hmm. that you guys did not know about.
It looks surprised.
Damn. What do you think about y'all content makes y'all like different? Like what's one thing that's like stands out?
Liz?
Honestly, I think my transitions, to be honest, I've never really seen 100%. Anybody else do
100%.
That. 100%.
You know? I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she recently went viral talking to an Omegle guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's another one, too.
Yeah. People are usually, they mention my voice a lot. They're like, oh, my God, her voice. So, yeah.
Did you find them?
I didn't. No, I did not. I mean, the video's at, like, what, 6 million views right now, and they still haven't found him. But, yeah, Omegle's really fun. It's honestly, every single time I go on Omegle specifically, I find really interesting people. Like, it's not creepy.
No. Yeah. I see all the creepy stuff.
You get all
Omegle.
The creepy stuff? Yeah, it's like a hit or miss.
And I used to do Omegle videos dancing with my boy Lewis, and it was really hard. I mean, but this was, like, in the COVID era, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's like, it was way more popping.
The
I don't know how.
Out.
The creeps were out, but there's also normal people out too, you know. So I don't know how you found that video or how you did it, but
no. And I have so much more footage. I literally went on Omegle last night, and I have so many other people that I met that are super. Have you guys all gone on Omegle at least once?
Yeah. Fun fact.
What's you guys' craziest experience?
Fun
on
fact. That's how I met Ashley.
No way! Shut up!
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So
that gives me hope.
Yeah. So I used to go on Omegle, and I do like. I'd go live on TikTok and go on Omegle. And so, like, I'd have my TikTok. I had my phone, like, on TikTok showing me. And I'd be like, all right, type in keyword Jalen James
mm-hmm.
so I could, like, chat with my supporters. And so I did that. And Ashley ended up popping up there because she was like, oh, I'm from Kansas City, you know, da, da, da. We
no!
met on there.
Oh,
and
my God, that's so cute.
We met in person.
Damn,
yeah.
Look at that. That's
damn,
crazy.
The 1%. The 1% of things
so
that actually go well on Omegle.
Yeah.
Have you used Omegle?
I have. I used Omegle videos.
Ooh.
My Omegle era.
Come on now. Come on now. We all got the experience.
I feel like I was just trying out different like niches and stuff like that, but I felt like it wasn't attracting the right audience for me. Mm. So I had to move away from Omegle. It was like guys being weird.
Omegle got some weird people on there for real.
Oh, like, yeah. It's a hit or miss for sure.
We're not advertising for Omegle right now. Please
absolutely
don't use
not.
It.
No.
Please don't use
no,
it.
No, we're just saying what happened in Omegle.
Please don't use it.
So, Jalen, what makes you unique as a creator?
Honestly, for me, I think just the fact that, like, I'm your literal normal everyday guy. Like, before I did content creating, I had a job and I was a medical sales rep, which not everyone does, but, like, I did what most people do. Wake up, work out, go to work, come home, play the game because that's my hobby, and that was it. And then content creating happened to kind of take over, and I took advantage of it. So just kind of being that normal everyday guy, I feel like that's my niche, and people can relate to that.
You're relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's very important, especially with attracting, you know, an audience and stuff. You have to be relatable.
Yeah.
Of course.
What about you, Faith? Now I was going to ask you your own question. Your own question.
I think that I'm very multifaceted. So, you know, I was a teacher for a really long time. I like to talk about my education. You know, I got my degree in biochemistry and psychology. So, you know, although I'm into, like, fashion and things, like, I feel like women, you know, we don't have to box ourselves in. Mm-hmm. And we can just be every and anything that we want to be. You know, no matter your size, you can wear whatever the hell you want. And I think that's what makes me different, you know, mm-hmm. just kind of, like, not having just a singular thing, you know, like, really make me, you know, like, I don't like to be too niched. Mm-hmm. Even though people think about me and they think of, like, quote-unquote body positivity. Mm-hmm. If you go through, like, all my videos, like, I think I've only mentioned body positivity in one or two mm-hmm. out of my 1,000 videos.
You're just yourself.
Yeah, I'm just myself. Yeah. And I think just, you know, living in that truth, like, you know, people are, like, inspired by it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I could do the same thing y'all do, but, like, somehow what I do, when I do it in this, like, you know, my body, it's, like, people are, like, shook by it.
And that's what's crazy about social media, though, is, like, all of us have our own talents and all of us could try and do what other people do and get mm-hmm. viral off of all that stuff. But because we're ourselves,
yeah.
that's what our supporters love about us. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about social media. Like you can always be yourself and always do whatever it is that makes you comfortable. And somehow, some way, someone out there is going to find that interesting.
Right. Like, I'm a terrible dancer, but somehow, like, my dance videos do well.
They love it.
They always do well. And I'm, like, so bad at it. I feel like, is it because I do bad at it and other people do bad at it? But my dance video is, like, getting up. And I just feel like, I shouldn't get better at this point. I just got to stay the same. But what about you, Javier?
I try to kind of, like, push the whole, like, be yourself type of thing. And I'll be so shy and timid and, like, closed off to things, you know, like I feel like everybody should be able to just go out anywhere and just do anything. You get me? Like, without thinking about it twice. Mm-hmm. Some of you like it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like why not do something if you want to do it? You get me? Like,
right.
If you want to go scream in a store, go scream in a store.
Yeah.
If you want to go take off your shirt in a store, go take off your shirt in a store. If you want to go jump on a register in a store, jump on the register. If you want to go dance in front of a police officer, you go dance in front of a police officer. Assuming, obviously, you follow the laws and rules and regulations of, you know, normal basic size, you know, society and stuff. I try to push, like,
taking risks.
Yeah. Like, take risks. And, like, I feel like some people want to do something and they don't because they are, like, they think it's wrong. Sometimes it is wrong. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what is wrong and right, right? I think that's, like, perspective, too, you know. But, like, they don't want to do it because it's wrong or they're going to be seen a certain way. You get me?
Right.
A lot of people are, like, scared of hate. You get me? And when you're scared of hate, you lost.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be in love with hate, you know? When you're in love with hate.
In love with the haters.
If you're in love with the haters, you won. You won. Because as soon as you're in love with the haters, when you get the hate comment, you don't care anymore. But when you get all the good, positive comments, that's just bonus at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Fun fact right about on, Javier, dude. He's a philosopher. He's really into philosophy.
Just in case someone wants some inspiration for the day, I got y'all.
Fall in love with your haters.
Absolutely.
Fall in love with your haters. But yeah, I mean, that's what I try to push in my social media channel.
I got a question. What would you guys give as far as advice? What advice would you give to somebody who has never done content creating but wants to start a career in content creating?
Just start.
An aspiring content creator.
Don't. No, I'm just kidding.
Straight up, don't think twice about it.
No, I'm kidding.
Do not.
I mean, that's a good one too. Don't gonna lie.
Do not think twice about it and do not second guess yourself. If you want to do something and you think it's cool, just do it.
I like
because regardless, your audience is going to find you. So even if you think that your friends are going to see you on their FYP or whatever, it literally does not matter because you don't know if it's going to do well or do terrible. It's probably gonna do well because your audience will always find you and support you no matter what, and people are gonna, like, people actually care about the that you do. So
okay, so like I always say like, in 100 years, where are you gonna be?
In 100?
Yeah.
Dead.
You're gonna be dead, right? Well, maybe if you get to 100, right?
Where
are you gonna be in 120 years?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna be dead.
Where are you gonna be in 120
dead,
years?
Yeah, probably dead.
Where am I going to be? Probably dead, right? So, if we're all going to be in the same spot in 120 years, why not just go do it? You know, like, yo, just post the video that you want to do. You want to be a content creator? You want to be Jalen James? You want to be Liz Sanchez? You want to be Faith Montoya? You go do it. You go do it. And that's it.
Right on, Javier. Yeah. Come on.
That's it.
Come on.
I think that one of the biggest things that, like, I heard somebody make a video about it. It's like, I was always worried about being, like, cringe, quote unquote cringe.
Ooh, that's another one.
But I feel like cringe, being cringe doesn't exist unless, like, you live in fear of the cringe. 100%. You know? Like, I feel like you're being cringe if you're judging people for being cringe, quote unquote. And then I saw this one, like, I forgot who it was, but it's like a Dr. Seuss quote of like, people that love you when they see your content are like, they're going to think it's like the greatest thing ever. Mm-hmm. People that already don't like you are going to like find an issue with it.
Exactly.
Right. So it's like, regardless, there's going to be two crowds of people. Cause I don't know about y'all, but I have like some favorite creators, people that I like that I'm like, oh, everything they post, banger, banger, banger. Yeah. And I love, and I can smile watching throughout their videos. But there's people that I don't like, you know, and they come up on my For You page and I'm like, oh, look at them doing that. Exactly, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I can admit, you know, sometimes I sit on the little hater seats, but I don't comment or anything like that.
Right. I mean, yeah.
But people. I just feel like you can't live in fear of that half side. You have to look at the people that are going to just, you know, keep finding you and keep falling in love with you rather than the people that are just going to, like, hate you for a second. And most of the time, those people don't even really love themselves.
Right.
So just don't be afraid of the cringe.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That was perfect. I'm not going to lie. I forgot about that. Cringe. Yeah, the cringe
Who even uses the word cringe anymore?
Like, A lot of people.
Cringe is so, like, middle school, I feel like.
A lot of the audience, though.
Yeah, they love to use cringy as, like, an insult. But in my mind, I'm like, I'd rather be cringy than boring and forgettable and never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's always, in every content creator's on page, there's something cringe. Doesn't matter who it is. There's something, you have to go through the cringe to be able to get to where you want to be. Like, that's why I'm saying that. I forgot about that. Good one.
What about you, Jalen?
Liz, I'm kind of with you on this one. Just post. I'll never forget, the first video I ever posted, it was like and this is crazy, this is how my page blew up. It was a trend to a song, it's called That Way by Wale and Jeremih. And it was literally, all you did was post like pictures of yourself saying, allow me to introduce myself to TikTok. And you did like a picture with your age, a picture with your sign, a picture with like all these other things. It was like four pictures and it blew up. And I was like, okay, this is weird, but I'm going to keep posting just because I want to see if I can take advantage of it. Every video after did numbers. And I just kept posting until I got to the point where I found my niche, which was dancing in my scrubs because I was a medical sales rep. And because I took that opportunity of that post I had and ran with it, that's what's got me to this position today. So never give up on an opportunity that you have to post something that you're interested in or post something that intrigues you so that you can have an opportunity to change your life. But yeah, I would just say post. I mean, literally it's that simple. And I know it's so cliche to say that, but like just post.
I actually feel it's not that simple. I don't feel it's just post, you know, like I feel like have a direction, you know, like, yeah, just post, but like know what you want to post, you know?
Right, 100%.
Like what you want to be, you get me?
100%. But the amount of people who blow up on pages just from posting like a video that they took at work or a video that they took at home, it may have just been like something they recorded randomly and it blows up, just post. Like if you find it funny, you find it interesting, post it because there's gonna be 1,000 other people out there that are gonna find the same thing funny or the same thing entertaining in some way, shape, or form.
No, definitely. I feel like, which is crazy because you say that, like just the posting situation and how people are like looking for stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever before I shaved my head, I kept looking for like hair growth videos on YouTube. Everybody did really fast time lapses of like a day or a month or like, you know, just seconds. It was so long.
Right.
But I kept looking for people to do weekly ones. Nobody on YouTube I couldn't find anywhere. So that's when I decided, I was like, okay, well, let me just do a weekly one. The first one I ever posted was only 4 weeks, like my fourth week one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it got like 2,000 views.
Mm-hmm.
My second one was 5 weeks.
That's good.
And
though,
it got 500,000 views. I did that every single week for 52 weeks and it got me over 100 million views. And who knew? There was a whole audience of people were like wondering, you know, oh, what it would be like to see your hair grow every single week. And now I meet fans out everywhere have their head shaved. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I'm on week 29. I'm on week, you know, and how our weeks look different, you know? So it's crazy that just because I found that there was something missing on YouTube or something missing on the internet, I was like, well, I'm going to fill that piece. And I just posted it.
Exactly.
I didn't know anything about anything. And look at me now.
So crazy how literally just posting can inspire so many, many people.
Yeah.
So many people.
So many.
There's always something out there that somebody's looking for. And you never know if you have that answer.
I have a question for you.
What's up?
So, like, as a creator, what can you not live without?
Mm.
Like, what do you need every day as a creator? I know what I need every day as a creator.
I think we all need numbers, right?
Damn, Liz, obviously.
I mean, let's be completely honest.
I'm talking about probably, like, something physical.
Me, personally, I would
scrubs,
say,
boy.
No, I would say
the scrubs.
I would say working out. If I go a day without working out, except for the weekends, like those are my rest days. If I go a day without working out, my body feels like absolute poo. I feel horrible. Like that's something I do every single day, and it's what keeps me motivated. If I we talked about this before, mm-hmm. But if I don't go to the gym and sweat my butt off and feel like I just destroyed my body in a workout, I feel like I didn't accomplish anything in that day. Like I have to do that.
That's hot.
Like that's hard work to me. If I don't go do some type of physical hard labor, I didn't get anything accomplished. And that's something that I need to work on, because like that's not the case. You know, you can sit at home and you can, you know, work on videos in your room, or you can go outside and practice dancing. I could go do a lot of other things, especially in this house. But like, if I don't work out, to me, like that's something that holds me back a lot.
Liz?
So I'd pretty much say the same, but instead of actually going to the gym, I'd say dancing. I mm-hmm. have to like dance. I remember at one point I've never seen her dance in my life. I took a break for a few, like a month or something, and I didn't like move my body whatsoever. And I promise you, I've never felt like lower in my life. I was mm-hmm. like, I don't know. I feel like dancing and just like singing and just like making videos, like overall, is a confidence booster for me. Like I have to like constantly do it, because if not, I kind of forget who I am type thing. So I have to like, you know, do something like that. For sure.
I need the people around me filling me with laughter and happiness.
Oh, we didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. Because
that's good. Yeah. That's actually one.
I think that's when my most organic content comes out, and those usually always do so well. Like just me being in the streets, like playing with like my friends or my cousin, or just laughing, showing off our outfits, OTD me, like bad dancing with like my boyfriend and stuff. Ooh. Like that video that like Ashley sent of me mm-hmm. and Kubi at the Sip and Paint, and
gems.
It got like 6 million views, and
gems.
We were like literally not even
just vibing.
Yeah, we're just vibing, and I feel like for me, that is what I need as a content creator.
Yeah.
I cannot survive, and like even if it was making me all the money in the world.
I feel like faith just opened up a door, you know, to like say, when you do content creation, you can burn out. And when you burn out, you need that support system.
Mm-hmm.
That support system is so important. Sometimes you just back away from it and just go live life. Because obviously you got to always think about it, create and all that stuff. But having a support system, like, that is so real.
Yeah.
Like balance.
Like, sometimes you don't want to think about it. And you just want to kind of, like, just chill with your people, or, like, do things with your people.
Yeah.
You know? So it's, like, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, fun with people. What about you?
Good one. My shoes. I can't live without my shoes and my content. You know why? Because that's what I do. I cannot live without my shoes. That's because I dance. So I need my shoes to dance.
So how did you guys all get started? So what is you guys'
story? Damn, Liz, thanks for acknowledging my shoes. So how did you guys get started? Let's get this guy out of here.
Right to the point.
Let's see, yeah. Okay, so who?
You start.
Oh, here we go. It's going to be long.
Oh, my God.
Make it short and sweet.
Hey, you're a hater, bro. Go get your scrubs and this. Oh, hating it. Mm-hmm. All right, so how did I start? I started practicing dance. I started, like, trying to get good at it. I was really bad at it. Dance for going like 5 years, trying to get better and better and better. And then one day, you know, I was always trying to go viral, but I didn't know how to. One day I did a video in Wynwood, in front of Koyo Taco. Wynwood, you know, mm-hmm. come on now. There's a vlog coming out. All right. So yeah, we went to Wynwood. I did a video there and it popped off, got shared on Worldstar, everything. Back then, Worldstar was a big thing. It was before TikTok. So it was like, whoa, I got shared on Worldstar. I gained like 200,000 followers on Instagram before TikTok, which was a good thing. It's very hard to do. I just started dancing and And then the next year after that, I flopped horribly. It went downhill from there. I don't know what I was doing anymore. And then TikTok came around. And then I did like a moonwalk in front of like two police officers. Shout out to y'all if you ever see this. Yeah. So that hit like 70 million. And then I got my first million on TikTok. And then I just got obsessed with it. And then started dancing in every store, every public place possible. Yeah. I mean, I just started practicing dancing, just put it on social media.
Nice.
Gliding. Hey. Not moonwalking, gliding. It's a dance style.
Faith, what about you?
Well, I touched on the fact that, like, my hair growth videos mm-hmm. kind of took me off. But, like, you know, that TikTok song, like, I just needed the platform.
Mm-hmm.
I had the platform, and then I was like, pivot. Like, let's do stuff that I really want to do.
Yeah.
You know, like, now that I got the spotlight on me, like, what do I really want to talk about?
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like for me, it's like, you know, I was a pageant winner in, like, my high school. And I feel like that was very, like, kind of controversial because I'm obviously, like, not a size 2. And, you know, I was like, ever since I was younger, I've just always been really ambitious no matter my size. So I was like, okay, well, let me just see if there's girlies out there like me that like to wear whatever they want or, you know. And I kind of took off with that, you know. And I think, you know, that's kind of like somewhat of my niche. It's just really fashion, you know, letting girls wear whatever they want. And I kind of started blowing up off of like simple things like me just doing a try-on haul of like regular clothes. Like people were just so in awe of it. I think it was like, it was weird. But now I've just kind of rode the wave of like just wearing whatever you want and being happy in that, and I feel like I'm gonna ride that wave till the brakes fall off. So
yeah,
what
about
you? Girl, as you freaking come on.
What about you, Jalen?
So I already kind of touched on it as well. The whole
did. I remember you said it, how you popped off.
Yeah. So I basically just posted a trend. It went viral, and then from there on, I just started posting. Before I started doing any like dancing in my medical sales, in my scrubs, like all that stuff, I was doing like just mini vlogs here and there, like days in the life type of stuff, and people loved it. I'm a retired college athlete and a medical sales rep, so they were like, wow, this is like pretty, like this is interesting. You know, he's relatable, but he's also got some things going on. So
he don't want to say the truth. It's his body, the way he looks. He was dancing without a shirt, all that stuff. Come on now, Jaden. Let's be real now. Come on.
I look bad right now. I need a haircut. I'm getting one tomorrow. Don't worry about it. But yeah, mine, real simple. I'm blessed, very blessed for sure. I'm glad I had the opportunity and the opportunities to use the platform that I have. So, Liz.
So I honestly, I've been making like content creating since I was little. So when TikTok started, I remember I had downloaded the app very early. It was like maybe the middle of 2019, and it was full of little kids. Like, you know, you guys know Dub Smash?
Mm-hmm.
You guys know Dub Smash? You know, it was just a bunch of little kids just dancing. That's what TikTok essentially was when I downloaded it. So I deleted it, and then I downloaded it again, I think the end of 2019. And then I just kind of, I didn't start posting anything. I would just watch people's videos. And I was like, okay, so let me just start posting dance videos since I see, like, so many cool dances and stuff. So I started kind of just, like, learning dances here and there. And I just kept on practicing and practicing until I started actually having some viral dance videos. And I used to post a little bit of everything, just, like, dance, comedy. And I had maybe, like, 115K by then, right? And then I...
How'd you get 115K?
By dancing and making funny videos. Like, I had a few viral videos, and then so I started seeing people make transition videos, and I was like, I would never do that. You know how much like work, because those transition videos were like, they looked very like challenging and complicated, and looked like it took so much time. So I was like, absolutely not for me. So I tried one, and I threw a shoe, like, I think in my room or something. And it was a really expensive shoe, and a bunch of like little gemstones actually fell off, and it was my mom's shoe, and I still remember that. But I started making a bunch of those videos, and then I made one, and it completely popped off, went stupid viral. And after that, I was like, time to secure the bag. So I just started going off. And then I started basing my videos on like artists specifically. So like, for example, Michael Jackson, I incorporated his most like iconic outfits and like dance moves, and I kind of just like put it all together. So I added like dance moves. I did the whole shoe thing, and I just incorporated everything I kind of like, just because I love the performing arts as well. So just highlighting that, and then I just kept on doing it until, you know, now I'm here.
It becomes an obsession.
Yeah.
Love that.
It's crazy.
I have an interesting question. I don't know if it's a good question or not, but I'm going to ask it. I want to know, like, what's each person's hate comment? Like what do we get, like, as a hate comment? Like starting with Jalen, like, what does a hate comment on Jalen James' page look like?
Oh, man. Honestly, my hate comments are just...
Look at that, like, jock. Look at that jock.
It's like...
No.
Probably the one that bugs me the most. And honestly, I'm very, like, unfazed by hate comments. Like, they don't bother me at all. But, like, some of them, or one of them that I really like, is just like, why would you even say that? Is when people, they'll come on my page and they'll be like, a 24-year-old man is doing this. And I'm like, okay, and you're how old coming to my page to comment that? Like, you lose. Sorry, you take the L on this one. But it's just like, bro, everybody's doing, like, everybody has a different career in their life. Like, don't judge people based on what they're doing just because you're doing something different. Like, everyone has a purpose, and just because it's different from yours doesn't mean that what they're doing is corny or cheesy in any type of way.
And I ask these questions because I want to, like, show people that we really actually don't care. Yeah. We embrace it.
100%.
Like, honestly, like, these hate comments, it's fun to talk about because, you know, they don't really bother us in a way.
Yeah,
you know?
like the whole, like the comment I was just talking about, like, yeah, I'm 24 years old and I'm on TikTok living in a content house, but I went to college and graduated. I played 4 years at a Division I college. I've made six figures my first year out of college. I mean, I've accomplished things in my life that I know I'm more than beyond proud of. So I don't care what someone on the internet has to say about what's going on in my life. I know what's going on in my life and what God has planned for me. That's why I hate comments. They just don't really faze me.
Liz?
Honestly,
I'm interested to know what Liz's hate comments sounds like.
You know,
like,
what? You know what's crazy? I'm sure I get a lot of hate comments, but I almost never see them. But the one that I've seen, I think the most often, was just like, you're too skinny. Like, do you even eat? I feel like
no, dead ass.
Straight up, like, I'm pretty sure that's no way. Like, you're too skinny. Like, you're a stick. I would have
never. Javier, why'd you bring this up, bro? Because I get so mad when I, like, when people talk about me, I don't care, whatever.
Y'all got
when
the
you
talk about other y'all people, got the football player, man.
When y'all talk about other people, I'm like, why? What is your incentive to go on someone else's page and talk about how they look? What is the meaning of that? Why do you do that?
Like, just because they're mad. I mean, it's fine.
I feel like people will say anything. Honestly,
oh no, that's
like
what
a personal
they do.
Problem of theirs. People will say anything. Mind, to be honest,
I mean, like everybody's different. Everybody got like everybody, you know, like, they're gonna find something regardless. They can't. Even the most successful people have had the most brutal hate comments.
100%.
Like, come on, like, you know, like, Jake Paul, Charlie, Lil Huddy, all these people got all the hate in the world when they first started. You don't remember that? Like, they were getting hate. So I feel like this is something that just comes with the career. I just feel it's funny to, like, see what a person receives, you know? Like, because, like, sometimes, like, for you, I was like, what is the hate comment that Liz will receive? You know, like... She does transitions and, you know, like, I don't know. Oh, that transition's bad or something? Like, what? I was like, what's the hate comment? For me, it's obvious. I mean, people think I do the same dance moves. If you think that, come battle me and let's see what happens. If you haven't seen me in person, if you actually see me dance, there's a difference between a video and in person. So that's what I'm saying.
Come to the streets.
Step up. Y'all will get served in this. You got that one?
Yeah.
Step up.
Yeah, y'all get served.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's two movies in one.
That's a bar.
Faith, what does a hate comment for you look like?
They look pretty gnarly compared to y'all's.
Which one's one like that you like?
Faith, I'd be
like,
wanting to beat ass when I come to your comments.
But the funny thing with Faith is she'll address it in the most slick way.
Oh, yeah.
Faith, don't
take it, though.
I will profit off of a hate comment.
Because those videos do well. Yeah. People love to see that
they
shit.
They do. I feel like, you know, for me, they kind of roll off. But I think one of the comments that always sticks with me, because I made a video about, like, the hypersexualization about bigger bodies, and it was, like, really big. We got featured on BuzzFeed. Mm-hmm. And I got interviews from different sites about it. Is somebody saying that she deserves to be R-word for dressing the way she does.
Goodness gracious.
She deserves to be what?
R word. Don't want to say the word.
Oh, oh, whoa, whoa, damn. Yo, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Yo, these people are wild.
I'm telling you, bro. That? I didn't even know what's, you know what's.
What?
Yeah, they were like, if you wear something like that out, like, you deserve to be R word.
You know what blows my mind?
Damn, Faith.
I told you, it's pretty gnarly. Y'all talking what about the? You're a bad dancer. People said I deserve assault.
Damn. So,
it's pretty intense.
What blows my mind is the fact that there is that much hate in someone's heart. I just, definitely. I don't get it. I, like, it blows my mind. I can't process it.
I feel like they see someone empowered and they want to feel empowered themselves. So mm-hmm.
They try to take you down.
Yeah, they want to take you down because they want to show you that you're not better than them, even though you're not even trying to be better than them. Mm-hmm.
You're already better than them. You don't need to show that off.
All right, according to Liz, you're better than them. So you're better than them.
Exactly.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Kidding.
You're not better than anybody. Do not compare yourself to anybody. You have to compare yourself to yourself.
Comparison is a calling killer.
You have to work your way.
Fun fact, my yearbook senior quote was, I'm better than you.
Oh.
Okay.
We're going to end it right there.
Wrap it up like a gift.
Hey, that was a good little conversation.
What was you guys' quotes, actually?
I didn't do the picture.
We didn't do senior quotes.
Oh.
I didn't do the picture.
Mine was, thanks to everybody that said no to me, I'm doing it myself.
Come here. Give me some. Talk.
That was mine. Yeah.
Talk. Well,
wrap it up like a gift.
Wrap it up. Y'all heard it here first, man. First episode of the Last to Leave podcast. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. And we'll see y'all in the next one.
See you guys. Bye.